Chris Marcus here with you on behalf of Arcadia Economics, as always. And today is Friday, December 26, 2014. So that's right, it's one day after Christmas, but Radio Arcadia never takes a vacation. We're here with you again, as always. And, well, I figure since we veer somewhat off topic from time to time, today we're going to keep with that thread. And especially having just celebrated Christmas, and for people who celebrated Hanukkah and everything else that somebody might be celebrating. Certainly, we talk enough about the challenges and things that are not going so well in the world, and I thought today would just be a great time to be grateful for the things that we have, the ability that we have to wake up each day and keep going. And certainly, I can understand that many people are facing circumstances that don't always seem easy, and there are a lot of challenges in the world, and certainly a lot of people doing things that might be different from the way you or I might choose to do them. I'm assuming we don't have too many high upper-level government officials on the line today, but perhaps that applies to them as well. And certainly we dig into those things regularly on arcadeeconomics.com and through the podcast. But again, I just want to set the tone, and perhaps I'll just mention some of the things that I'm grateful for, which first of all is for everyone who has tuned in and listened to Radio Arcadia this year, especially everyone who's been kind enough to share this and help other people find out about the show, and hopefully give people the feeling that there are solutions out there, there are ways to solve these challenges we're facing, and not to be left feeling just trapped as if we have no resources, or that there aren't people out there that are willing to help or that want to help, and that also for the people who maybe are in easier times right now that have the ability to help others. Certainly, I spend a lot of time thinking about how amazing it is that we're able to get all this great information that we have access to today. And if we have any younger listeners online today, maybe they don't even remember the time where we didn't have the internet, where we could so easily look up and verify and search out information and find our own truth. Because again, everything that I've shared here, that our guests have shared on the program this year, can keep in mind, in the end, it's only our opinion. And I come on here a couple times a week and share what I've learned, share what I've seen firsthand, share the conclusions I've drawn, what makes sense to me, what I'm finding makes sense to the other people I learn from and listen to and respect. But, you know, that's my opinion. And as much as I wish I could justify otherwise, I haven't gotten everything right in my life. And certainly in terms of the timing of when this economic miracle, or whatever you want to call this unicorn brand of economics that exists on printing money and propping things up longer than we could imagine, however long that goes on, certainly I've continued to be surprised that it hasn't happened a couple years ago. As I remember when I was leaving Wall Street in 2012, thinking we were on the verge then, and certainly things have only escalated since then. And, you know, and it's interesting how once you really understand what's going on and become prepared, rather than having to fear what's coming next, not that you want anything negative to happen to other people, but just from the standpoint that certainly if you're listening to Radio Arcadia or going to other websites or listening to other speakers who are in line with the things that you're seeing and believing in, helping you to change the things that aren't going the way you want and position them so that they are. And, you know, it's interesting how once you've done that, then at least from my standpoint, I actually look forward to the point, again, not in the sense that I know there's going to be a lot of people who aren't prepared and are not going to handle the transition as easily. So, you know, there's ways in which I don't look forward to the economy or the government collapsing. Although from the taking a step back and broader perspective, when you think about how, at least from everything I've been able to look at and see and rationalize, that it will give us the necessary reset and hopefully allow the world to build an economic and governmental system or whatever replaces what we have. And I continue to hold out hope that what we once feared could actually be a great liberation and really provide freedom both spiritually, personally, and economically to people around the globe. Because again, I know that it really comes down to a big shift in how we perceive the world. Certainly, there's a lot of people that don't want things to change because that requires a new way of life and doing things that are different from what we've done, and realizing that certain things that we've counted on might not be there. And certainly, I think the way most of us were raised in today's societies, where we're conditioned to be very reluctant to go through big periods of change like that. Certainly, most people probably didn't find the housing collapse of 2008 to be necessarily a fun experience, although it is interesting when you think, or at least for me, having not seen that, but doing my best to learn about it and avoid making the same mistakes again. It's interesting looking back and imagining, man, if I'd been thinking in the way that I see things now, or aware of all of the things that I've learned since then, what could have been. And certainly, you look at some of the folks that perhaps are a little bit older and more experienced, and certainly were seeing these things years ago that were prepared. Now, obviously, from the investment perspective, that's one of the easiest ways to see that. And if you ever caught Michael Lewis's book, The Big Short, where he writes about some of the investors that shorted the subprime bubble and made a fortune. Certainly, if you were adjusting your portfolio, or maybe if you were in a job or working for a bank and you left to do something different, or if you're working for a construction company and figured out a different career path that was more in line with what was going to happen over the next couple of years, then yeah, that could have made for a much different experience than if you were laid off at during the bubble and unable to find work after that. So again, what really goes back to the heart of Arcadia is seeing that these are events that are happening to everyone, but they don't affect everyone the same way. And a lot of that goes back to what we're thinking about, how we're preparing, how we're living our lives, and the places we're getting information from, and what we're doing with that information can really make a huge difference. Because again, if it's one of my favorite examples, I remember one of my media training coaches, Joel Roberts, brilliant guy who helps people craft their message, and certainly the, you know, a lot of those skills that if you leave the corporate workforce and go into the entrepreneurial world become so important. And his expertise was really helping to sell the problem before you sell the solution. And again, one of his examples that I like so much was, if you're selling an umbrella, rather than talking about the features of the umbrella or how quickly it shoots up, he gave the example of, imagine there's a woman dressed in a really nice business suit. She's in a car driving, the big interview that could land a huge account, a really huge career opportunity. She's been practicing years building up to this. And then as she's getting to the building, all of a sudden it starts pouring. and she realizes she doesn't have an umbrella. Now that right there is selling the umbrella, analogous to how we're talking about being prepared for the things that happen. If you have the umbrella, then you might not have ever thought twice about the fact that it started raining. But if our hero in the story, our beautiful woman, didn't have the umbrella and she jumps out of the car and gets soaked and looks like a frazzled mess as she goes into the interview, then obviously just the meaning we assign, right? And remember that we always have the choice to assign whatever meaning we want to an event. Now that's in many cases easier said than done, but let's say someone's walking down the street and they say something that's really unkind. Well, if it's someone that you really care about and maybe you're waiting to hear their opinion because you really held it to be important, and they say something unkind, then that can really affect you and maybe it upsets you. Versus if it's maybe if you don't even hear the comment, or if it's someone that their opinion just, you know, they're always just saying things that are out of left field and you don't take seriously and you don't assign any meaning to it. Again, it's still the same event, but it's really our own beliefs, the actions we take, and the things that we're doing and the way we perceive the events in the world internally that often shape our reactions. The good news is that this is something that we can change. Now, I would love to promise you that it can be done overnight. I mean, for some people, it can be. In fact, suppose if you hypnotize yourself well enough, then perhaps you can do that. And if so, please contact me at chris@arcadiaeconomics.com or go to arcadiaeconomics.com/contact and let me know, because I'd love to know that, since for the most of the rest of us, it's all a process and it takes time and patience and repetition, because that's the way the human mind incorporates any new skill. You think about the things that you do well. Most of them, we didn't get it perfect on our first chance. But the more accepting we are of the learning process, and even if the first time it doesn't go well, if you're shooting free throws at a basketball court, if it's the first time you ever picked up a basketball, your form's not going to be perfect. It's not supposed to be on the first time. But really how we, the meaning we assign to that. I mean, imagine if you went in with the perspective of feeling like you always had to get everything right the first time and be an expert at everything, and if you didn't nail something the first time that you weren't a success, versus if you go in with the attitude of, well, all right, I'm excited to try this. I've never done it before, and I can't wait to learn, and it's going to be fun improving. I find that usually those early attempts end up being a lot more successful. But especially just because we've changed our perspective and conditioned ourselves to experience something in a different manner, that also helps to keep the mind more relaxed, which is, and not to get too far into the subconscious mind today, but when you actually study how our mind works and how much more powerful the computing power is when we're relaxed, as opposed to when we stop breathing full deep breaths and we get tense. Just actually, this is an interesting exercise I heard earlier this year. Just for a moment, try to feel tension in your entire body. Just flex everything really hard and just hold it there as if you're just flexing and trying to stress everything, and you can almost feel the lack of breath and oxygen coming in, and then when you relax it, just let that breath flow out and feel how good it feels, and just take another deep breath in and just realize how special it is that we don't have to have everything perfect the first time. And even if we didn't see the dot-com or housing bubbles, which by no means would that make you alone, and that's the category I fit in too. And I even spent a decade working on Wall Street and getting an MBA from Wharton. So certainly these aren't topics that you need some specific education to get. And I found that usually the deeper in the financial community you are, the less people are actually even seeing what's going on. So I think that's something that we can all be grateful for wherever we are. And certainly especially if we're having the luxury of feeling healthy at this moment. And something I like to do is imagine if you just forget about wherever you're worried about tomorrow, what happened yesterday, or whether your financial situation is what you would like at the moment or not. But just remember, right at this moment, at this exact moment, you're just where you're meant to be, and you have the chance to continue learning and incorporating the things that you've learned. And really, when you think about, again, I don't say this in the sense that I think Radio Arcadia necessarily means the fact that you're listening to this necessarily means you're a genius, but just the fact that you are here shows that you're seeking out information that is not what's provided in the general mainstream. You're probably a lot farther ahead than you realize. And fortunately, our minds have a way of creating solutions that we don't even see. But when we've identified the things that we're noticing and observing and being clear about what it is we'd like to accomplish and where we'd like to go, it's nice that there's a natural flow to getting there. Really, the challenge is being easy on ourselves when it doesn't seem so obvious, but just taking that deep breath and feeling grateful that we still get to wake up and play again, and that hopefully everybody got to experience a pleasant and healthy holiday season with their family and loved ones. And I'm grateful for that. Again, I'm grateful for all of the participation that there's been in Arcadia Economics this year through the podcast and all the other things that we've done. I hope you found this helpful and you've had a great year and feel as if you're far a lot farther along than where you started. And wow, it's what a fast year it's been. Amazing that it's almost coming to an end. But I thought it was a great day just to express some gratitude, and hopefully we're all able to find at least something each day that is pleasant and makes us smile and gives us hope, even during the times where it's not as easy to see as others. But hopefully Radio Arcadia has been part of that for you. I appreciate your participation. Look forward to continuing to follow everything that's happening and going along throughout the coming year. I have a feeling it's going to be an exciting one. They all end up being in their own way, and I'll look forward to sharing it with you and enjoying this experience. Because again, imagine if you're out on a stranded on a desert island alone. That really helps us realize how much having the people around us that we care about and get to share these things and discuss them with, maybe that's really the purpose of why we're here and what we can learn on our time on this planet. So with that said, I just want to again wish you all a happy holiday season. Hope you have a safe and exciting new year. By the way, for any of our friends that are listening in the Netherlands, it's amazing to think that I was celebrating last New Year's in the Netherlands, where, by the way, if anybody wants an investment opportunity, my best recommendation is selling fireworks to Dutch people, because I have never seen anything like that in my entire life. In fact, the fireworks season started a week before New Year's. And if you're looking for somewhere to celebrate New Year's, unlike anything you've ever seen before, it almost looks like a war zone at times, just the number of fireworks and the way the Dutch celebrate. And I'm grateful for that experience I got to see And I think just whenever we get to experience the different things that make people happy in different cultures, and those are really the memories that we take with us. And I hope you're able to find enjoyment in wherever you may be tonight and the next couple days and the next year. And hopefully we can continue to share this journey together. And thank you for tuning in again. And with that said, I wish you again a safe and healthy season, and God bless you all.